Okay, ahead, yes. Geek. So as we kind of alluded to our last episode, I did a little day trip to New York with my friend Skylar, which was super fun. And for those listening, Charlotte to New York City, it's probably like less than a 2-hour plane ride, maybe like hour 20 tops. And it was really fun. So in like beginning of January, I knew this was going to be on my bucket list this year, was to do this day trip situation because I've heard of people doing it. And I just looked ahead to the spring and I found this date that the tickets were like $45, maybe, like very cheap. And so I'm like, oh, I'm just going to buy it. And then, you know, the flight leaves at 6 a.m. We land at 11:30 p.m. So full day. I ended up just like bringing it up casually to one of my friends at work. And she's like, you know what? I don't normally do this, but like I'm down to do this. And I was like, okay, go off. So we got our tickets. At that time, they like rose from like $45 to $60. But still, $60 to get to New York City, yeah, is insane. A great price. So obviously, because I'm a planner, I love to create an itinerary. I have had one for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so I just kind of looped her in. I was like, does this sound good? Or what areas do you want to go to? And she was pretty chill. She's like, I've done the touristy thing. So anything but like, you know... Oh, how was I going to say that?
Times Square.
Times Square. Thank you. I was like, what are like the touristy thing? Yeah, Central Park, whatever.
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. So instead, we did like a Soho, Lower East Side, Dumbo moment. So essentially, we
landed. Love a Dumbo moment.
Love a Dumbo moment. It's actually so cute.
Maybe I'm a Dumbo, but I don't know what that is.
No, that's fair.
Me neither.
I don't know why you would, I guess. In New York, there's obviously other boroughs, but there, if you walk across the Manhattan Bridge, Dumbo is like the area, like right when you cross over it from like the peninsula over to actually where like, okay, now I'm like blanking on like how New York is, but there's Manhattan's like, you know, covered by water.
One day there, you didn't memorize
layout. Yeah, I really should.
How dare you?
Essentially, it's across the bridge is like a little area called. It's just a cutesy little area. But we landed in LaGuardia and there's a free shuttle that takes you from the airport to like a certain subway stop. So literally for public transportation, we just bought one Metro card, like two ways, and it was under $6. I think it was like $5.60. So mind you, we have the flight, $60, transportation under $6. Because we went in one way and we went out one way. We walked the whole thing. Okay. I think we calculated 25,000 steps. I think I got more steps in that day than I have in like an entire week lately. So I was
like,
I'm on my feet. At one point our feet were hurting. But anyways, my itinerary included Soho, walking around Soho, which is like a nice, it's kind of like the bougie part of New York City. So it's just kind of fun window shopping at like Balenciaga. And like we did go into Louis Vuitton because why wouldn't we?
Duh.
You know, a couple
things.
You tried
to act like you blend in or whatever.
Oh, for sure. I mean, me walking in with my like clothes straight off the plane, and my big old bag. They're probably like, this girl's about to steal something. So there were eyes. I mean, the way that they have all of these stores have like their security is actually insane. It is a tight ship that they run. Yeah. But anyways, window shopped, got a bagel, sat in the sun and just ate our New York bagel. That moment alone, I was like, I could be happy now. And that was like in the first like
hour.
That's
like a movie moment right there.
It's a movie moment. And we're just like looking and everybody's going to like the local bagel shop and going back to their apartments or like walking their dogs. And it was definitely a moment of like, oh, I feel like a local, I guess. Mm. So that was fun. We did shop around a little bit and then I knew I wanted a coffee. I wanted a bagel and a pizza. That was like, you know, the classic things when you go to New York. And oh my gosh, the coffee that we had, so good. They don't do any like specialty syrups in there, or if they're like a good coffee shop. Mm. And so it's just like their homemade simple syrup, you know, and it's just like
that.
Case, you know, it's just like the right amount of everything.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And so walking around New York City with that hot cup of coffee, insane. We ran into like we honestly had the best experience with people in New York, which sounds shocking because a lot of people will be like, they're so rude. They're just, you know, trying to get through life and you're kind of in the way kind of thing. Honestly, most of the people that we ran into or like I asked questions to, so sweet. I mean, it probably helped that they were like, it was like 70% store clerks who were trying to sell us something, but everyone was so nice. Mm-hmm. They were like, give us your $1 million for this Louis Vuitton scarf thing, you know, that I don't have. But even when we were like walking across the bridge, you know, took some cute pictures and had this slice of pizza, we were sitting next to just like this lady sitting alone, learned that she had lived in this area called Dumbo for like 20 years recently, or got married, moved to something crazy. Like, I think they lived in Japan a bit, but now they live in the UK, but she's from New York originally. Just like her whole story intrigued me. And we're just both eating our New York sliced pizzas in this little, like, I don't know, this tiny restaurant. And it was just a moment and it was cute. And so I like look back and I'm like, that was kind of fun to just have little pockets of conversation with people and their stories. But yeah, anyways, all in all was great. I mean, on the back half, we were definitely exhausted. At like 8 p.m. we were like, oh my gosh, get us out of here, because it was, we were just like so tired. Mind you, our flight was at 6 a.m. so we had to be at the airport at like something.
And you probably just were like craving to have a spot to sit that was just like comfortable, that you were just like, I just need to like rest my feet.
For sure. So it was like combination of like being tired, walking 25K steps, and then like getting back super late. But it was still worth it, I would say. It's fun. It's fun to do something new. And then, I mean, most people were like, oh, you were only there a day? How does that work? And I'm like, listen, I don't know. You just go to flights.google.com, select this same inbound and outbound, and then see what's there. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do a day trip. Oh, the fun thing, too, was obviously we walked on the plane with just our bags, like just our purses. And there's a group of four friends who did the same thing. So we saw them on our flight back. Yeah. We were kind of talking. We're like, are you just going for the day, too? They were like, yeah, which we could kind of tell because they, again, were just in their like sling purses, crossbodies, whatever. And we saw them on the flight back and we're like, how was it? You know, we're kind of like touching base at like
when we landed. What are the chances?
Yeah, right. And it was really very cute. And they were all like a vibe. When I tell you, like, they look like they should have been from New York. Like,
they probably tried really hard to make sure they looked like it, though.
They probably did.
And they're probably saying the same thing about you.
Hopefully. I wanted to look like a New York girly, but anyways, coffee, bagels, pizza, that was a highlight, and then going with my friend was fun too.
Did you hear anybody say like trips, move over? Like, did you hear anything like that?
Nice. Nice. No,
I'm walking it.
Okay, no, but I did overhear a lady on the phone. She was probably like a 70-year-old lady, had like a cheetah coat on. She was fabulous.
Yes, but she's smoking.
Smelled like cigarettes.
Please tell me she was smoking.
Sure. Sure she was. She definitely was on the phone with somebody and had that like Jersey, New York accent.
I think I could I could die after that moment.
Yeah. It was quite amazing. Me and Skylar were both like, oh my gosh. We were kind of like, wait, give us the, can you stand still? Like, give us the tea. Yeah. Like, what's happening? Because I want you to keep talking. So it's funny that's funny you asked that. So funny. That was a good interpretation of what they sound like.
Thanks. I've been working on that. I've been working on that one.
But walking.
Work on that one more.
I know. That one was good. I'm actually like really embarrassed. Which, you know, kind of segues into our main point this morning, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
This morning. I don't know why I always shout some random time out that has nothing to do with the time that we record. But like it's 7
Maybe
o'clock.
They're listening in the morning.
Good morning.
Right.
7 p.m.
Good morning, good evening, and good night.
Good night.
And good morrow.
Hello and welcome to It's Been Forever podcast. My name is Casey.
I'm Kiera.
And I'm Meredith.
That was great, you guys. And I'm just I'm just going to carry on from what I was just saying, which you guys is a great segue of how I was really embarrassed about my accent. Today's topic I'm really excited about. It is things that are embarrassing for no reason. Yeah, literally
I'm so excited for this. Guys, buckle up,
so
please.
So I saw, was it a TikTok? What was it? Was it a reel?
It was a reel that you sent. Okay. Yeah.
You know, we're just so active on those things. I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. I do want to shout out the creator because we're essentially stealing this idea.
We're creators. So
his name is the real Caden Bowler. No idea who he was, randomly just popped up. But he just was like, things are embarrassing that shouldn't be embarrassing. And so we're like, hey, that's a really like good idea. Let's go off of that. So we're all coming forward today with our lists. Mm-hmm. And we don't know, obviously, what each other is saying, which is always really fun. And
can I shout someone else out?
Please.
With this? Oh, do it.
Okay. So, you know, Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie Yoder.
Yeah.
Who sent us an email. She, a couple years ago, 2021, her and another gal, Zandra, they came with my family to the beach. And
we had
a whole discussion about this exact topic.
Really?
Oh, that's funny.
But I don't think I was in that conversation because I was talking about it with my mom today. And I was asking her like what she thinks. And she was like, you should reach out to Maddie because I remember talking to her about this. And we made a list. And so I reached out to Maddie and she sent me that list.
That's amazing.
So good.
That's incredible.
I love that.
I'm super
pumped. Like this is just another form of like social anxiety.
Oh, right. Totally. I mean, like, how comfortable are you with certain things?
Correct. When we do some of these things, I kind of sometimes have a hard time coming up with things. Mm-hmm. This was cake.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. Okay. Constantly. You're like,
I will say this wasn't as hard as some other things that we have done.
Well, for me, I'm always embarrassed. I'm always anxious about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So this is awesome.
So funny.
I'm excited.
That's so funny. Okay, let's just launch in, and I'll start because I just am talking right now. Okay, number one, asking people where their bathroom is. Because now you know.
Wait, that's good.
You know that I'm going to go, like,
take a dump.
And, like, automatically, like, I don't care, like, if it's just pee, like, you're going to go poop.
That's just.
And, like, you're. And I have to ask you, and now everybody knows, like, oh, where's Casey? Oh, she just went to the bathroom. Now everybody knows that I'm going to the bathroom. Like, that's just so embarrassing. So,
yeah. And you try to be as quick as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But if you're too fast, then they're like, did she wash her hands?
Did she wipe?
Like, there's a medium that you kind of have to ride.
There's a happy medium, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, there you go.
I'll go ahead and go next. This one, it might be just a me thing, but for some reason, going on a walk by myself. I'm embarrassed.
Really?
Totally a you thing, yeah.
Embarrassed, okay.
Okay, cool, yep. Yeah, like if I'm going for a walk and I don't have my dog with me or I'm not pushing a stroller, it's like, why aren't you running?
That's so funny.
Mm.
That's you know what so I mean?
Because you typically have other responsibilities, essentially.
Yeah. But if I'm going with my dog or it's like, oh, there she's spending time. With
like she's doing
thing.
Something like there's a other purpose
there's a purpose other than like she doesn't have any friends
she's just walking around
but yet also I want to preface all of this I never think this when I see someone else
it's just you
totally.
It's
that's
just
true
me.
Totally
yes. That's true all of these are just like personal embarrassments
nothing
projected on anyone else
well maybe I have one that is but
oh okay I'm intrigued okay.
It's not that big of a deal but a little bit anyway
okay. Okay, mine first one is walking out of a store without buying anything. It just feels like when you like have to go in and do like a lap and then you're like, thank you. And you just have to feel like you have to like make eye contact with them. Be like, thank you so much. I was just looking. I'm just looking. Mm-hmm. You know, just that feeling of like not actually getting anything. And that happens to me a lot because I go in stores constantly. Like I was just saying, the Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah.
Why would I even think
you're
that
like,
I would
actually,
buy anything?
Actually, I'll be right back.
Yeah. I need to go ask my sugar daddy for some money real quick.
You're like, how late are you open today?
That's what are your hours?
Okay, I'll be back.
Like you just look at the door when you leave and you're like, okay, that's good to know. And you like
right
point
I'm
to
gonna come in
like,
specifically 15 minutes after, bang on the doors and be like, ah dang it, tomorrow.
You put this on hold.
That's put it on hold funny. But yeah, that's awkward for me walking in and then like right back out.
Yeah. Okay, my next one, this is kind of an obvious one. I think this is pretty universal, at least for women. You know, when you're going, you're getting like some sort of examination, whether it's a pap smear or like, you know, when you're having a baby, and you got to take your undies off and like your bottoms and then you have to set them off to the side and they're just sitting there in a chair.
That's actually so funny.
And
actually, that's so niche and good.
There's no tea.
I know. Yeah, I keep saying niche, but niche. As soon as I said it, I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to look at you because I know. I know.
We talked about niche. This. You also still say laptop, even though
I know. Some things, they're just repetitive. Just
and so anyways, niche. Underwear, yes.
Anyway, yeah, don't look at my undies. And I try to hide them and fold it like perfectly so you don't even know that I have any undergarments, but you know.
Yep. The walk back after it's your turn bowling. Always bad. Whether you get a strike or a gutter ball, the walk back, bad.
I mean, really, that's just like your runway. That's just kind of what you got to think of it. You turn around and you get a show. That's kind of what
But that's the hard part is like, I don't want people to think that I think that they're looking at me.
Yikes. Mm. Wow. You've dug yourself.
Okay. I know I'm not alone in this. Other people said this today, too.
Okay. I just see what you mean. I went bowling recently and I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, even for other people, you can tell they like kind of put their head down and walk back.
Yep. Yep.
Walk with pride next time. You walk with pride.
Wow. Conviction.
Here I am.
Everyone, if you feel convicted by
walk with pride
walk
alone.
With pride. We're proud of
walk
you.
Walk with pride.
We're proud of you.
That's actually great. As you should. My next one is chasing after a ping pong ball. Like,
that's playing
anything with the ping pong ball. And it's like, oh, I don't really know where it's going to next. And it's just awkward. And you have to like crouch down and like,
and then it hits your hand and you
time.
Miss it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just awkward. And I hate it. And it's embarrassing for like
so
no
funny.
Reason.
That's such a good one. Okay. People seeing my feet in their home. Like, get your feet out of my home. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel bad. Like, it's in my house, so, like,
I just
whatever.
Feel bad.
It's my feet. But, like, if I go to your house and I take my shoes off and, like, there my feet are. Like, gross.
There my feet are is
and so I, like, hide them. You know what I mean? Just, like, sit on
they're,
them.
Like, kind of getting cold and sweaty.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about them.
Sure. Yeah. But I don't want anyone to see. Like, give me a blanket.
Don't,
let me cover them.
Don't know
them,
I have
you know?
Feet. Yeah.
Okay, selling things on Facebook Marketplace.
Absolutely.
Kind of feels bad. They have that button now of like hide from my
friends.
That's funny. I didn't even know that.
They do.
Do you sell on Facebook Marketplace?
Not often because of that.
Okay.
Actually, I thought of it because today I was cleaning out some stuff in our house and I had these like plastic drawers that I had in my classroom that I used then for like flower pressing, blah blah blah. But that
ooh,
I was gonna,
I forgot about that journey.
Should sell those. I know, LOL. I should sell these on Facebook. And then I was like, I don't want to go through all of that. So I texted my one teacher friend and was like, hey, do you want these? They're free.
You're so
honestly, funny. You can have them.
Literally, I'll avoid. What
were you
payment.
Gonna list them for?
I got them for like 70.
Oh my word. Oh, you could have made like a buck off of that.
But they're also like plastic. They're not very nice. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm fine giving them to a friend who can use them. So.
Okay. Yeah.
That's very kind of you.
That was really nice.
Yeah. I'm very gracious.
Very gracious.
Look at the record show.
Gracious girl. My next one is when you're at your phone at a red light. And then you don't realize it turns green and you look up and like no one's honked yet, but you feel like you have to make up for time. So you have you like skirt away. You know what I mean? And you're like, phone is down so far away, 10 and 2. And you're like going like 90 and a 50 just to like make up for the person behind you that like kind of wasted a minute of their life.
Mm-hmm.
I get daily secondhand and firsthand, mainly firsthand embarrassment from being in the car for whatever reason. But that is a constant. I'm just like not paying attention. I'm like, oh, and then I was like, how long was it green? It's like no one was honking. No one was like
any left-hand turn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That you have to like wait a little bit, even though it's like, I know that if this person was here, they would also have to be wait, but I feel like they're mad at
totally.
Me.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. I totally agree.
100%.
Yeah. Yes.
That's funny. Okay. This one is like, eating disorder, old triggers, but you know, it creeps up every once in a while. Like when you finish your meal in front of new people, like you go to a restaurant and then like you finish your meal and you're like, oh, okay. Hey.
Especially if they don't finish theirs.
Right. And they're like, can I have a to-go box? Like, and I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, I was starving and I ate all my food.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I actually was giving my body what it needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry, I literally like want to get my money's worth of my food.
That is a good one.
Right.
But yeah, anyway. But it's also like kind of
embarrassing. That's a good one, Case. That's funny.
There's like, you're like literally scraping your plate. Yeah, anyway.
There comes a point at the end where I have like one bite left and I'm just pushing crap around.
Right. Or I'm like intentionally
waiting for them all to finish so we finish at the same time.
I'm wiping the floor with you. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Eat faster,
guys.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, that's so
funny. Why are you guys eating slow? Literally, I'm starving. Can you eat, please?
Right. Well, like, we came to a restaurant for a reason.
Right. Yeah, come on.
Like,
chow.
The reason is to eat. Chow the frick down. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Again, this one might be a me thing.
Okay.
But... So, we were gifted a very nice stroller from a friend.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going to go ahead and say the Cadillac of strollers. It's very nice.
Wow.
Okay.
Especially when Lainey was little, I loved using it constantly everywhere.
Okay.
I was so embarrassed to use it in the grocery store, though.
Why?
Why?
Well, I just felt like,
That's
I think it's
the
just
thing?
The thing of like, it stands out. You know, why aren't you using a cart? Why don't you put the car seat in a cart? Well, the stroller is so nice to push around. I'm only in here for three things. I don't need a cart.
Hmm.
I'm going to use my stroller. Okay. But for some reason, that specific thing I felt embarrassed by.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to empower you to, you're okay. And honestly, every time I bring my stroller in, everybody helps me.
That's so sweet.
Nice.
So
I've never been helped
humans,
once, but
you're okay. You're all right. You use
Thank
that
you.
Stroller.
Thank you. Well, this is
want,
kind of
just
me feeling a little invalidated.
Casey's
in
actually just like
I'm
encouraging
fine.
You.
I just I'm hate fine. That for you, I guess, is all I'm
I
trying to say.
I kind of feel dumb saying mine.
No, don't feel
dumb.
I'm not trying to make
yours.
You feel dumb. I feel sad for that just makes me sad. I'm just sad for you. That's all.
She wants you to not be embarrassed.
Which is easy for me to say a million years away from you. That's
right, no. Right.
I just want you to be. I'm just proud of you. I just want you to be.
Thank you.
She's just proud of you.
Thank you.
And that's so sweet.
Okay, I'm not going to make you feel that way. No, that wasn't my intention, but I'm going to stop.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Just
now
I'm
okay.
Like in my head, I'm like, I'm for you. That's all.
You just want the best. Which is
I think
so
I feel a little like, that's dumb.
Okay.
They haven't been
you know what
I'm
mean?
So sorry. That's not what
but
I meant.
But I know that you don't mean that.
Hey, this is a good.
That's okay. Sorry, we can cut this part out.
Oh no, we don't need to cut it. I think this is great for people to hear because.
Yeah,
this is like true. This is like what's actually happening. So
yeah,
we'll leave it. It's fine.
And I'm gonna hard pivot. to
no strollers or okay.
My next one. No strollers. Checking the mailbox and it's empty. That just feels so, like, I've done that so many times coming after a walk, and I'm like, oh, there's going to be a mail for sure. Maybe it's a bill even. I don't care. Opening it, nothing. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Shut it and walk back up
that's
my driveway?
Incredible.
Which I guess is what I will do, but that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's for no reason.
No mail? Okay. Fishy.
No mail? No one loves you? Oh.
Yeah. Bryce put on, he always puts on my Birkenstocks and goes and gets the mail. And he one time went down with Mira in the Birkenstocks, went and checked the mail. There was nothing in there. And then he just had to march back.
I love it.
I love that.
That was really funny. Okay, taking really off your sweatshirt in public, like your pullover has to go over your head. And then it's like,
yep.
And you're like trying so hard to keep your shirt down.
Yep.
Even if it's like not coming up, you feel like your entire shirt came off.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good one. I feel that weekly because I wear a lot of sweatshirts. So, yeah.
Okay. This one was especially in school. Blowing your nose in class.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the worst.
Go in the farthest corner of the room.
Yeah.
Blow that thing. My next one is getting out of a booth at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
What do you mean I have to scoot over 12 times just to get in the middle?
And if you're in shorts, your thighs are probably sticking.
For sure.
I can feel it right
now. For sure. Like, I can feel that, like, booth burn.
And that, like,
don't
sweat, wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
So embarrassing.
When someone asks you to, like, Google something and you have to type it in and they're watching over your shoulder as you type.
Oh,
just God forbid. And then you forget how to type and spell and everything. And then you feel pressure. And
Yep.
I was going to say, God forbid you misspell or anything, which is always what I do. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, what are you saying? Can you just, can you put it in actually? Because I do need to Google it, but you tell me what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good case.
Meeting someone. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Meeting someone's parents, but as an adult.
That's good.
You know,
that's
like that just feels kind of like childish. Yeah, but I'm 28. Good.
Yeah.
This Are you my like mommy and daddy?
Hi, this is Johnson.
Hi.
Hi, it's great
Can
to
I
meet you.
For a play
I
day?
Really like your daughter. We're really good friends.
Yeah, I like your daughter. Can we play together?
Can
that's
I have a sleepover?
Funny. That's a good one.
Wait, that's such a good one. Oh my gosh. My next one is asking for a suggestion at a restaurant and then picking something completely else.
That's so good.
It's so like when they're like listing out their like heart and soul, like this is what I would totally recommend. This is my favorite one. And you're like, oh, and like, so have a side salad. And they're like, why did I tell you that then?
So funny.
So
that's really good.
I always have to be like, I'm so sorry. Yes. But like, no.
I have done that more times than I care to admit.
Oh.
Same. Thank you for memorizing that, but pass.
Correct. Yeah,
not,
yeah. You're
not
giving
right
me the
now.
Special right now, but no.
I have two more, so just heads up, you guys.
Great.
Okay. So this kind of goes back into mirrors, but doing any bodily function in front of people, like if I have to cough, like it's just gross.
Kill me.
Like I know I can do it into my sleeve. I can sneeze into my sleeve. I can cough, but like gross. And then specifically, I'll just put a little bullet point on this one. When you have to yawn in front of someone and it's such an inappropriate time, so you try to do the closed mouth thing, but then you make the ugliest face in the world, like trying to yawn.
I know exactly what you mean.
And it's just like,
that's good.
I don't want you, I'm not tired, I'm not bored of what you're saying, you know, but like,
what you're saying matters, but I'm
and
exhausted.
Like, but like, I can't hold it in. And your mouth's like
so
almost
funny.
Open, but yeah. Yeah, that's just horrible.
Probably will happen to me later tonight. I'm going to see how much I can like hide it.
During this recording?
Yeah, during this recording, I'm going to try to like hide.
Thankfully, it's audio only.
Yeah,
yeah,
no
that's
kidding.
True. Man.
I made a horrific face just even displaying that. So I'm really glad. Let's definitely
I'm
not clip
That's actually going to be the clip this week.
No, it's not.
Dang it.
I already was
it.
Embarrassed enough by last no, week's quip. Quip.
Quip.
Last week's quip.
But I can't talk, so great.
Oh my gosh.
The first week that I start doing the clips, I just totally roast
Katie. Yeah, totally
Katie
roast Katie.
No,
I'm like, thank God that wasn't
It was
nice.
Actually really, it was actually really
it was
funny.
So it was good though.
I was proud of you.
So
I was proud of
funny.
You.
Guys,
clip.
Go to our Instagram and look back at our last week's clip because it's
gold.
If you have it anyway.
Oh, so funny. Right. When someone knocks on the bathroom door when you're using the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Oh,
kill me.
Oh, I hate
Literally
that.
Kill me.
I Literally, hate I, that. Because I can, I'm in I don't here. Know about you guys. What do you say?
Yes.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah.
I actually say nothing. I can't.
Okay.
But then they try to come in because they think
and then you're like,
no one's in there.
They're like no
actually,
one said anything.
Hello? I'm actually pooping. Thank you.
I'm turtle-heading right now. Please leave.
I really need to focus right now. Thank you.
1 second, please. And then when it's like 1 moment, 20 minutes later.
Oh, I know. And then you don't hurry because like
one
you can't.
They're standing.
Like,
they're always standing out there then.
You open the door and
Especially
then they look at you and give
stall.
That like awkward smile. And you're like, just don't look at me.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to interact.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's a good one.
I
Are
think
you next,
it's,
Mayor?
I
just
That
went.
Was Mayor.
Yeah, you're right. That was you. Why did I have a...
Mayor, are you going to go or not?
Mayor, go again, clearly. Okay. I mean, this is just a classic one. Like, realizing you've been walking behind someone for far too long, and then you're like, I have to slow down now. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not want them to think I'm stalking them.
Yeah, totally.
Like, that happened to me recently at the airport. I was, like, looking at my phone, and you know where you're just, like, kind of aware in your peripheral? I'm like, we are...
In sync.
Headed in the same direction. Yeah. And like the spirit wing is like far away. So this is a 20 minute walk. So I'm like, I'm going to have to slow down or you're going to have to speed up.
Pretend to like look at something really quick to like get off.
Right. Yeah. Right. Get off. And then, like sometimes somehow like you kind of like find yourselves there again. You're like, did I walk that fast? like that fast, or are you?
You
just
are
slow?
Kind of because a quick walker, though. You're.
I am.
Kind of
quick
the jets
with it.
On.
I'm quick with it. I know.
I'll even say the same with. I don't know if you guys have this in like larger cities, but driving wise, oh. I always end up like following someone.
Totally feel the same way.
Yeah. Totally, and then I'm not gonna lie. I fully have made a different turn, a scenic route on purpose for that.
Like, well, what's Kara over does here? That to like not get pulled over, also.
Yeah. Right.
She's dodging the police, mm-hmm. which also, literally. My mom is genuinely concerned
about
your fine.
I know. She DM'd me a couple times.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Gina
yes.
has said something. She's like,
she
screenshot
it and sent it to me, and she said, I just can't help but say
that
something.
Is so Ryan. Funny. That is no.
And then
like,
she told me
so
today,
funny.
And I made a comment, and like I'm telling you this was not all malice behind your back, but I said, at what point do we start a GoFundMe? Am I right?
She really is like, Kiki's got to like get with it.
I'm just that saying. Actually, tomorrow hilarious. Is April 1st.
You're right. You're right. You
it's
are
time, Kiara.
Correct. It's time, and I have the money, so like it's time. It's just annoying.
Okay.
It's annoying. Anyways, it's neither here nor
okay.
there.
Okay, so this
moving
is my
on.
Last
one,
and I'm going to keep going with the airport theme, which, Kiara,
okay.
this doesn't apply to you because you're TSA pre-approved. But
I'm probably not
when you're going okay. through security and you have to take your shoes off, and you decided to wear shoes that you have to tie, and then you're grabbing all your stuff out of the bin, and there's people behind you, and you're trying to tie your stupid shoes, mm-hmm. and then you just try to put them on really fast, and then you don't tie them, and you walk away, and your shoelaces are flopping all over the place, and you're just trying to get out of everyone's way, and then you're sweating. Okay.
That's a good one.
Yep.
It is.
I've it even is done no, that. Genuinely, and I think that is a shared experience.
Yeah.
I would hope it is. Honestly, if you're not stressed out at the TSA, yeah. home, you're probably a jerk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
How are you moving through life right now?
Yeah.
I would love to know.
You think you're better than me?
I will.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. Walking
hey.
It. I'm just walking
hey.
In my no shoes because I'm
accent.
In TSA. Hey.
Knock out
hey.
Again.
Hey. Got to take my belt and my jacket off. Hey.
Let me tell you what, though. Even TSA pre-check, if you have boots on that like might go off, you still have to take them off. And that happened to me the last time. And I was like, oh, I thought I could leave them on. They're like, no, they're boots. So you have to take them off. And I was like, oh. And they were tall boots. And it did take me like too long to take
that
off. And I was like, dang
so
it.
Funny.
This
and
is
the
like,
whole point
I have
of
TSA
pre
check. Yeah. Literally. So it's even yeah. more embarrassing. Everyone around us was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, listen, that's what they said.
That
so.
Is so funny.
It was even worse.
That's really tough.
A hard life I live.
Hard life. Is it me? Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Putting change away at the cash register, but there's like people behind you and the cashier's like waiting for you to finish
absolutely.
Putting your like
I
change
mean,
away.
That's why I've given up on cash altogether.
Honestly,
I'm not doing
Apple
that.
Pay.
Yeah.
Honestly, Apple Pay, you guys.
Absolutely. I'm so scared to like shove all my crap back in my stuff.
Oh, same.
Just take all my, I'm just going to run that away.
Such a discreet line. Shove all my crap back in my
shove
stuff.
Shove all it in. Out of context, literally what? But you know.
No, like literally what?
What is that?
I don't know, but you know.
I don't know.
You know?
I'm walking here.
I'm
walking here. Hey, yeah, what?
Oh, okay, a little
oh
Three
my
Stooges
gosh.
Moment.
Whoa, oh
I'm sweating
gosh.
Actually.
This is not the hot seat. Not today.
Okay, I have a couple more that were some like friend. I texted some like friends and they sent
yeah,
some.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, should,
do
can
it.
I like rapid
do
fire
it,
those
and
quick?
Then Kara, wrap
okay.
us up.
Oh, sorry. Did you have one more?
I have a couple more too.
She
so
can
you
do
go.
The same
okay.
thing as you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Using an umbrella.
Okay.
Okay.
Your windshield wiper speed being too dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, totally.
Getting happy birthday sung to you.
Where do
that's
I look?
A good one.
Where do
that's
I
a
look?
Good one.
Like, what do I
and
do?
And you're like, hee-hee. What do you do with your hands?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
there's,
do you sing? Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a family that we like hang out with frequently here, and they do like, you know, big birthday parties for other kids. And they do the, are you one? Are you two? Are you three? And then when you get to your age, they go like, are you 20? You know? And like, I dread when it's like
wait,
me.
I have literally
so
never
long.
Heard of that.
Have you heard that?
No,
I haven't.
Yeah,
heard,
it's
fair.
Really fun
like,
for like
I
kids because
it,
it's like, are you five?
Maybe we stop at
it's
five.
It's going to be like no, really
maybe
short.
Maybe we stop at five yes. and we don't do it anymore.
Yes. For like all the adults, they get to three and then the whoever's birthday is like, are you 34? You know, like they're like, okay, that's
dang.
Enough. You know?
Yeah. Wow. I've never heard of that. And I hope it never happens yeah. to me. I pray that doesn't ever happen to me.
Are you 99? It's like, oh, wow. This has been going on for ages. Okay. I have two more. Wearing brand new shoes.
Oh, okay. I actually almost wrote that one because then
that's
it's like,
really,
oh, I love your shoes. I'm like, thanks. They look really clean. Well, this is the first time I'm wearing
them. They're brand new.
Yeah.
And then the last one, wearing a helmet when you're like riding bike.
Oh.
To this day, straight up, still have never worn a helmet.
To this day.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Actually, I do have one more. My friend Sarah, her husband said, walking downhill as a man.
Oh my. Wait, that would have been
swinging
funny.
Swinging those. Yeah, absolutely.
Swinging those arms.
That's
looking
that's
so awkward.
Yeah.
That that's, actually would have been funny, like man versus woman. Like,
what those, embarrasses them? Oh, I asked Noah and he literally couldn't think of any. And I was like, you are just the least anxious person I've
dang,
ever met.
Dang, he really puts your life.
Bryce
did not
help me with a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dang. So funny.
We balance each other. It's great.
The balance. Okay, let's see. Walking in the wrong direction and having to turn around. That's one of mine.
That
hate that.
I hate that.
Getting out of a pool. only buying tampons and going to a cash register and just holding them.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that feeling of just like holding tampons.
I love
that feeling.
Holding tampons. And then my last one is walking to the nail salon and telling them what you need because they're like yelling at you and they're like, what do you want? You're like, S&S with tip. And it's just like, you're just standing. That's how it feels like in the New York vibe. Like, you're just yelling out this name and then you're just like waiting off in the corner. And I feel like that's embarrassing every time I do it. But however, they have the nail salon I've been going to for a couple years. They like now know me.
So they know what you want.
They know Big Apple Red, which is what I have right now.
Big
which
Apple
is
Red.
The best.
Well, like Big Apple, like New York.
Well, like New York, you had to get it.
You had to. You're going to
Big Apple, New York.
You were walking in New York.
You were walking and you wanted Big Apple.
Oh my gosh. I cannot.
Stupid.
Oh, that's
that one kind of hurt my throat. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay.
Gotta take a break.
Away.
Gotta take a break.
Yikes. Yeah.
Are you ready for the mood to come down a little bit?
I think we should.
Bring
it's like
down.
Way too
okay.
up.
I have a
oh, never mind.
What?
Sorry. All of a sudden, I thought it wasn't recording, and I got so scared, you guys.
Oh, that would have been bad.
They readjusted this, and so the recording's in a different spot than where it normally is.
Guys,
I thought I was.
That would have been bad.
Can you imagine?
But no worries. We are.
No worries.
I've been looking at it in the top left.
I'm
so one of us would have
so
seen it, right?
Scared.
Yes.
I can't even believe that. Okay, I'm going to try and calm
down. My heart is pounding.
You know what? It's really embarrassing.
Okay. For our mid-breaks on the mood, we are going to have a competition. I've been really liking competitions lately. I just love pitting you two against each other.
Well, and she's
kind
of been wiping the floor with me lately, so I really need
thank
to avenge
you for acknowledging
myself.
That. Thank
I
you.
Didn't
like,
want
shape
to.
Up this time,
I
Case.
Know.
Okay.
I know.
Oh, boy.
This
I
one,
have two on the board at this point.
I'm going to, you guys should probably get a paper and a pencil for this, actually.
Oh,
do you have one around you?
No.
Good to know.
But
there's
like,
literally a journal right beside me.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe go grab one quick.
Okay.
For a mayor brings down the mood. You guys got a pencil, you got a piece of paper.
Got
I'm going to spell an Irish name, and you have to tell me how it's pronounced.
Oh, this is actually pronounced? So hard because Saoirse Ronan's name is insane, and I'm going to, this is going to be
honestly,
bad. Okay, I'm excited.
This is going to be really hard.
This is
going to
be
funny. Okay.
Okay, cool.
We're going to start off with this name. Okay. I'm going to spell it, and listeners, do your
you
best.
Almost said
yep.
It.
Listeners, do your best to visualize this. I'm so sorry we don't have this on a visual platform. We're maybe trying. Okay, A O I F.
Hold on. Holy moly.
I'll repeat it.
Calm
I'll repeat
down.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
O.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
F. Yeah. E.
Yeah.
That sucks.
All right, you both just kind of guess because I don't think you're both going to get the same thing.
Okay.
What do you think, Keek?
Effie.
Okay.
Ew, that's so good. That's probably real. I don't want to say mine now.
I don't know.
What do you think, Case?
I don't know. Say it.
A-O-I-F-E.
I don't know. Oifei.
You're both wrong. It's okay. Ifa.
Oh.
Ifa. Frick.
This is going to be really, really difficult, but it's okay.
What is that face case?
Ifa.
Mira, I'm just going to say, that's a
face only a baby could love. Hi, baby girl.
Hi, baby.
Oh, sweetheart.
Hi, baby. Does she still smell like baby? Oh. Lainey doesn't smell like baby anymore. She smells like sweaty kid. Oh, that's tough.
Well, she's still, you know, she still breastfeeds, so they kind of helps them stay in there like little innocent baby.
What are you doing in here?
Lainey played outside with the babysitter the other day, and I could tell she smelled sweaty.
We're almost done.
Could tell.
Okay. I'll feed her at like 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Tops.
Okay, next one. This one's kind of long. Get ready. I'll go slow.
Okay. Okay.
A O I B H I N N.
You think I could remember how to pronounce the one we just did so I can know how to start.
Three letters.
I know. I wrote it down. Ha, ha, ha,
you did? That's a little cheaty.
How?
Because like
I have a pen and a paper.
Kind of a little cheaty.
It's kind of smart.
Exactly.
It's kind of cheaty.
No, it's not. You go first then.
No,
no,
because now I don't remember and you're going to remember and I'm going to look dumbo.
I'm going to get this wrong, Case. I know it.
Okay.
I'll just tell you then. Do you want me to tell you?
No.
Okay.
This is for it, people's entertainment.
I'm going to spell it again for the listener. A-O-I-B-H-I-N-N.
Okay. I-O-B-I-N.
Okay. Just your reaction. You immediately knew. No. Keek, what's your guess?
Eben.
Very close. It's actually even. With like the V sound. The BH makes it V.
Because the last one was
Efa. No, Efa.
So A-O-I. Oh, Efa. Oh, shoot. Man. So I could have gotten it right.
Well, you didn't say
dang it.
You said a B sound. It's a V sound.
Oh, true, true.
It's even. Like even in odd numbers. Okay. Here's the next one. This one is insane. Okay.
Don't even. Okay.
C A O I M as in Meredith. H E.
Okay.
Should I say it again?
No, I have it. Your turn to go first, Kira.
Okay. Chemhe. I'm just going
for the listener.
C
A O I M H.
I know. Okay, I'm adding a letter in there because I feel like maybe it could have, I don't know, could have fit, but I'm locking that in.
Sherme.
You both are absolutely dead wrong. This one, and you know what? You had two options. This one has two pronunciations depending on the region. It's either Cuiva.
What?
Or
how?
Or Kiva. So far we're at 0 and 0 points.
Okay, where is the Kiva in that? I just have to ask because
there's an M in it.
Nowhere near that.
They use anything but a V to do V sounds. What do you mean? Use
BH or MH?
Okay, that's actually good to know. I'm just gonna write that down because apparently we can do that. Okay.
I think this one's a little easier. We're gonna bring it back down to base level. Okay, ready?
Okay.
C I L L I A N.
I think I
C I L L I A N.
Killian.
That's what I was gonna say. Only because that's like the prophetic. Not
the
phonetic.
What is that called? Phonetic.
Prophetic.
The
prophetic. Prophecy
Killian.
Fulfilled.
Actually,
that's a prophetic.
The name of
way
Killian
to say
means
it.
Little church, so it could be prophetic. And it is Killian. So good job. You both have one
Killian.
Point.
Yay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. That one looked more like it could be.
It did. And then I got scared. I was like I was like second guessing myself.
I know. That's literally what I wrote down too.
Okay. How many more do you guys want to do? I could do five more. Do we want to do five more?
Let's do it. Let's do it. This is funny. This is good.
All right. N as in Noah. I A M as in Meredith. H.
Okay. Oh, wait. I went first last time.
Oh, frick. Okay. I'm going to lock in Nima.
Okay.
Neov.
What did you Neov. Say?
Neov.
What?
I'm going to give it to you because it's Neve. And that was very close. Yes. Neve.
Okay.
Yes.
Dang.
Remember the MH and the BH
yep.
make a
I remember
because
I wrote it down because we could write it down.
Dang.
Actually, that
dang.
Was pretty good.
See, you can write
I'll
stuff
give
down.
That one to you.
Aww. Thanks.
Dang.
Okay, next one. S-I-O B-H A-N as in Noah.
Shaboozy.
Just kidding.
You're stupid.
Casey's no,
she,
not even.
She hates you.
She's paying no
I'm
mind.
I'm locked the frick in right now.
I can tell.
I'll say it again for the listener. S-I-O B-H A-N.
Frick. Chauvin.
Okay. Kiki?
Why does that sound like it really could be it? Siobhan.
Kiki, you were close. Siobhan.
For real?
Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Siobhan. I don't know if I should have gotten that, but okay. Wait, so I'm trying to like match the like okay the SH
Siobhan is what that one was.
Okay.
Saoirse's name is on here, but Casey mentioned
don't
that
do
one.
It, okay. I know
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So I'm skipping that one. Okay, I have two more.
Okay.
All right. This one's okay. F I A D H. F I A D H.
D H is crazy. Fida.
Okay, Casey.
Fed.
This is difficult, Mare.
What did you say?
Fed.
It's Fia. Huh. You don't pronounce
what,
the D
what
at
is,
all.
What is the D?
Fia.
Oh my
Fia?
Gosh.
Fia.
I hate that.
What the frick?
I don't like that.
Okay, this is the last one. Okay.
Oh frick. Okay.
This one you have two ways depending on the region. Okay.
And we have to give. Okay. And we have to give two ways.
Okay.
I
love
yeah.
that. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
it.
Have to.
Love it.
We have
love
to.
It. Love it.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
P A. You'll get a point for each one you get right. Yep. P A D. R A I G.
Okay. Sorry, I lost.
P A D. R A I G.
Yeah. What?
Okay. You go first because
okay.
Oh,
just
maybe
what
like,
give me,
she just
give
said.
Me, give me a second.
She just clearly
How about
said
I
she
pronounce
does not
one.
Get it.
I pronounce one. You pronounce one.
I don't
pronounce
either.
One. You pronounce
okay.
one.
Okay. Oh frick. Okay.
Again for the listener. P A D R A I G.
And you know
if you
you're
know
really
it?
Throwing us for a loop because you haven't given us a
Clock
P
us in.
Yet or a G.
I know. Is
so
the T
are
silent?
In alphabetical order. So.
Oh, yeah. You little
but
freak.
You said Siobhan.
Yeah, you said S.
Oh, maybe they're not alphabetical order. Just kidding.
Okay.
Well, they were until
wait,
they weren't.
C-N-
the A's. Yeah, they were until they
yeah,
weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Google AI
yeah.
is fooling me.
R-A-I.
P-A-G-R-A-I. Or sorry, P-A-D. Because
it looks like Pedraig, but I know for sure that the hell that's not. You know, it's not Pedraig. Frick. Padre. As one.
Okay. Well,
I love that
the
laugh
others.
Afterwards.
I know.
All right, Case, what's yours?
I'm going to say R-A-I-G is like a ray.
Hera.
All right. Kiki. Second one.
Okay, my second one. Okay. I'm going to say the P is silent, and it's Adre.
That's such a good guess, but nope.
I'm weak. Okay.
Five, four.
No.
Three.
Quit it.
It's just too quiet. This is a podcast.
No.
Audio.
They're thinking too. They're helping. They're helping.
All right.
I'm giving them
the listeners.
P-A-D-R-A-I-G.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Erea. That's probably not right.
What?
What the frick?
Where did that come from?
I like that. Okay.
Your two options were Paulrick. Or Paw Rig.
Paw. Dang, it's
okay.
Kind of similar.
That's
to the
not fair
spelling.
Because the A before was an
that's
making an E sound.
So I've noticed that the D, when there's a D, it kind of just doesn't really make a sound.
Right. So I ignored it.
Paw Rig.
I didn't use it. I crossed off the D.
That's good. As
thanks.
Every celibate
but
woman
obviously
should.
Not good enough. Okay.
That's hilarious.
You're funny.
Wow. So we stumped.
So maybe the A, if it's second, makes a different sound than if it's first.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. The A-O-I makes the long E sound. E.
Oh. It's the A-O-I.
A-O-I together. It's a vowel team, if you will, if we're going into phonics.
Okay. And then just the A itself would be E.
Oh, not phonics again.
Okay, because like no. I was like looking
Paw.
Back at Neve, like the one that I kind of got right, E, but I did A instead of E.
Neve.
What was the, how do you pronounce it again?
It's Pedro? Neve.
What?
I said
Padre.
It's like Patrick, but very not. Paw Rick. It's like your paw named Rick. Paw Rick.
Okay.
I wish
this
that you
just
had.
Validated
what
that
language
I don't
is this?
Understand.
Is this Celtic?
If it's Irish,
no, it's English. I think it's English, but like they probably have a completely different like phonetic.
Well, whenever
way
I was in Dublin for that summer, and I couldn't understand a word anyone was saying.
What language? Oh, I'm gonna Google it. Oopsie.
What language?
What language is this?
The Irish speak naturally.
Why did you add naturally?
Name it in an origin.
Gaelic.
What language?
Naturally?
Gaelic.
No. Do you guys ever get
what
that?
Speak
when you type with your thumbs, it's different than when you voice text. Do you know what I mean? When I voice text, I'm like, what am I trying to say? Okay, it's Gaelic.
Gaelic. Okay. This actually sounds correct. Like, I have heard that before.
Which is a Celtic Gaelic. Language. So... Also Celtic, I guess, but don't know what that difference
okay.
is. English is the primary language used in Ireland. Irish is one of the two official languages of the Republic of Ireland, with English being the second. So Irish Gaelic.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just what Google AI said.
I mean,
now
just,
I have Irish
just
Gaelic
like
in
any region,
journal, so
you know,
fun.
you got your stuff, you know?
You think you're better than me because you speak Irish Gaelic?
Yeah, you think you're not.
I'm not even going to try here.
Aoife?
Nave?
Aoife?
Nave?
I kind of like that one. Neve?
Neve was crazy.
Neve?
Aoife's kind of cute.
Yeah, but
actually,
no one
like
could,
that,
no one could
what
read
the
it.
Frick? I mean, I wouldn't
no
spell it like
that.
That.
That's a thing. Like, no. I had a spelling I really liked for Lainey, but I didn't use it because no one would read it as Lainey.
What was it?
It's just what it is, but without the Y. L-A-I-N-E. People would say Lane.
I would have said Lane.
I had a preschooler
you're
in
right.
Kansas.
What did you think about putting two E's?
Oh, I didn't, but I always feel like that's
E's?
A little like, just do a Y.
Too much. Like, oh my gosh. Like two.
Yeah,
too
you
much.
Know what I mean?
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do get it.
Just, do a Y. Make it easy to spell for people.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I do know a Lainey that doesn't put an E after the N.
I have seen that too. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen it. L A N Y, like the band I enjoy. That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, you guys think
they are not Irish.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't know. I don't know them. I don't think I've heard of them.
Saoirse Ronan, no. What are you doing?
Saoirse. Hey, well, thanks for playing along, you guys. Well, if you played along. That was tough. Honestly.
That was tough.
Super fun.
Did Casey
really
win?
That was
2-1.
I think she did, to be honest.
I think I did.
Because we kind of tied on the one, yes. And then you
I
got...
really needed this. I really needed this.
You did. It was a tough win, and you fought hard, so...
What I will say, though, I think the ones that I didn't get worse than
okay.
Kira always had, like, a pretty solid answer. No, I'm saying you always had a solid answer.
Oh.
Mine were, like...
Sorry, you're setting up a compliment.
Honestly, you guys were pretty good. Like, you were thinking about them.
You think?
There was one... Okay. There was one that Kira just kind of said what the letters were, and I was, like, dead wrong. But... Usually you guys did a good job.
I'm weak.
Like trying to think about what these letters could say. Yeah.
I was really trying. I was like, if I'm in this game, I do want to give it my all. Yeah.
And if you're Irish, Celtic, Gaelic, and you're offended by this,
so
tough.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
We're probably pronouncing everything wrong. Yep. My bad.
We're just admiring your culture.
We love
literally,
it.
Like, how
it's
the
true.
Frick
oh my
do you
gosh,
spell these?
How the frick?
We love it so much.
Anyway, but thank you guys so much for listening. We really love doing this, and we love when you tell us how you feel about the show. So, the show. The show.
The show. I like that.
Welcome to our show.
That's fine.
Welcome to our show.
Come on. To the podcast. No, we love you guys listening.
Send us an email at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com or you can send us a DM on Instagram. We love to hear from you guys. And if you ever have ideas for topics, tell us. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything else we need to say? Did I cover all the bases?
I think it sounded good.
We're going on tour this spring.
We're going on tour to Tampa, Florida.
You forgot our tour?
Actually,
excuse
we're going on
me.
Tour in Sarasota.
Actually, we kind of are. So the three of us and our other two college friends, we're doing a little reunion.
We are
going to
do a
months,
little reunion.
So.
Honestly, I'm so excited.
That will be fun. Together. Actually, this would be fun. If you guys have questions for us, send us an email. Yeah. And maybe we'll ask the group some of these questions to bring back on the pod.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a fun little thing. But yeah, as always, we just love you guys and thank you for listening. And tune in next Wednesday for a brand new episode.
Or
else. Be great.
Morning, evening, or night.
Or else.
Or night.
Or night.
Where did that come
Whoa.
From?
A lot of
I don't know. I don't know. It's time to
accents
go.
In this
night.
One. Lots night. Of different accents.
You know what I'm saying? Night.
I'm trying to sleep here.
It's like.
Hey.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Why does that remind me of home
roommates?
Road? I don't know. Anyways. And then they were roommates. But we love you guys. Talk to you later. See you next week.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.